Mike Ritz is a former U.S. Army interrogator. He left the service 5 years ago with the rank of sergeant. He now runs a private firm in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania that specializes in interrogation training. Mike Ritz, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you.
Tell me, what are the rules for interrogators? What is it you're allowed to do to prisoners?
Well, we fall under Geneva Conventions, which a lot of people have heard of. And each country tends to interpret the Geneva Conventions is slightly different than the other. So for the United States, we tend to provide the most humane treatment for, you know, prisoners of war than all of the other countries, I would say.
How do you explain these pictures and stories coming out of this prison in Iraq?
I mean, those occurrences that happened, that's absolutely, you know, not acceptable from a military interrogation unit. And In one way, it's good that this has come out, because this is going to deter these types of things from ever happening again, I'm sure of it. On the other hand, if it creates a lot of policies and restrictions so that we can't do much of anything or apply hardly any pressure to get intelligence from prisoners, we'll pay for that down the road, too.
What do you mean when you say apply pressure?
Well, I mean, there is a certain amount of pressure that an interrogation, you know, needs to build up to get prisoners to speak.
Can you hit people? Can you deprive them of food? I mean, what are you talking about?
Well, our greatest power is to use the prisoner's own imagination to torture himself with. I mean, we cannot touch the prisoner at all, but what we can do is allude to the fact that there may be, you know, some bad treatment if you don't cooperate. We can never say what we're going to do right out. We can never make a direct threat. But we can make allow the prisoner's imagination, his own imagination, to run wild with him. And he can think that these things may happen if I don't cooperate.
How would you feel about an American prisoner of war being treated like this?
Oh, I think we would be exactly in the same feelings as the Middle East is probably feeling right now, particularly the Iraqis themselves.
Isn't that why we have rules in place? Because we want our prisoners to be treated the same way we treat the prisoners of others? We want to say there are standards?
Absolutely, and we need them. It's a horrible thing that was what was being done, and it's completely illegal. It can't happen. But what I am saying is that we've got a whole lot of interrogators out there doing some really fantastic work in other facilities that are not resorting to this level of inhumane treatment. And they're still getting intelligence value, valuable stuff that's going to help us in the future.
Mike Ritz is a former U.S. Army interrogator. He runs an interrogation training program in Pennsylvania now. It's called Team Delta. Mike Ritz, thank you for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.